Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on High FM.
Steve Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, and you?
Excellent, thank you. Well, we wanted to ask you about what's going on at Apple. Are they getting into the gaming business?
Well, they've always been in the gaming business. They make lots of money from other people selling their games on the iStore, on the Apple Play Store, I should say. iStore is the wrong word. But anyway, that's the South African version. But yes and no. There's been rumors for a long, long, long time that Apple is going to compete with Netflix. They are finally going to get out of the old model of theirs, which was selling music, selling movies on there through the iTunes store, and get into a streaming type service. Well, the 23rd of March, which is around the corner, there's a special event, and it's called The Show Must Go On, and all the speculators are speculating, but it is very clear what is happening. They are coming out with a form of streaming service, and in fact, an intelligent one, which may well be the future of streaming. Basically, they're going to create a very, they've got an app called TV app already, which you can't get into the South African store, but it will be available in due course. But in the US right now, you can get an app which aggregates all the various services. So you can buy iTunes movies through it, but at the same time, you can, if you have a subscription to Netflix or Hulu or any one of the others, you can watch certain programs through it. Well, apparently what they're going to be doing is expanding that tremendously with a lot of their own sort of exclusive content, as well as some selected content from these various services. And in fact, people are saying that curated content services, in other words, there's hundreds of thousands of things out there. How do you know what to watch? So they'll have smart algorithms which will have a look at your playlist, have a look at your watch list, and come up with suggestions based on a whole host of different platforms and programs. So it should be very interesting. Apparently, it will launch only in the US in the next couple of weeks, but in the second half of the year, they're going to go global with it. And considering they've got somewhere between 600 million and a billion and a bit devices all connected to their network, it should be quite interesting to see how it rocks the streaming and movie world.
Absolutely, it really will. And, you know, because we do know that when Apple does something, they do it properly.
Well, they tend to. You know, there's no question that they're not always the first to market, but they always seem to come up with a system, a plan, a methodology, and just a way of operating that makes life easy, especially for guys who are not particularly into tech like myself. You know, you obviously need to handhold me through all this mad tech stuff.
Right.
But they've always done a great job at just making it work and make things simple. So I've played with their current TV system. I've linked up my various Netflixes, etc., and it's pretty good already. It says to you, because you watch this, you can, what about these things? And it's pretty good at curating, along with their little Apple TV, which will make certain content free, as well as the other thing that people may have forgotten. All Samsung TVs and LG TVs can now play the iTunes store directly. You don't need an Apple TV to get Apple content. So they've paved the way. That happened in January. And now it seems they're finally taking the step into competing with the Netflixes and the other guys in the industry. And it should be, considering the war chest those guys have got, a couple hundred billion dollars floating around.
Absolutely.
It should be very interesting what they get up to.
100%. Absolutely fascinating. Tell us about the new iPads. I'm surprised that the iPad still exists, I have to tell you. Is it a popular device?
Well, interestingly enough, the market share of iPad has continued to remain fairly steady and grow a little, whereas the general tablet market has died. For a while, it was the thing to have. Everybody needed a tablet. And slowly but surely, as phones got bigger and more capable, tablets sort of faded into the history of tech. And laptops and convertibles, in other words, laptops that have keyboards attached, became more and more popular again, because the general consensus was that creating on a tablet was not nearly as effective and efficient as doing it on a computer. Apple's response was the new range with pencils and the ability to hook on computers keyboards, which essentially made them convertible computers. Mm. Also, the processors and the video processing capability of these devices have come so far that they're actually better than most medium to high-end laptops. So they've kept themselves relevant in the market by making their tablets a lot more functional. And for many, many people, they actually can be your primary computer. You don't, unless you do a lot of Word and Excel and businessy stuff, they were pretty good. So what they've done to their old iPad Air and their old iPad Mini, the iPad Mini was updated back in 2015. So that in tech years, that means it's an octogenarian by now.
Yeah, collector's item.
Yeah, almost a collector's item if it kept working. And though most of them, that was what killed the tablet market. Most tablets carried on working regardless for years and years.
Unlike
and years.
Our phones, which self-destruct after two, three years.
After two decades, they sort of crumble at the edges.
Right.
But essentially, they've taken the iPad Mini and the iPad Air, and they've kept the form factors. You know, the new versions all have these little slim bezels and no home button, and you've got to swipe and swish, and it's got eyesight cameras and all this cool stuff. But they've kept the form factor exactly the same. So the new iPad Mini and the new iPad Air, which confusingly haven't changed names, will now come with the latest A12 processor, which is the processor that I said is now more powerful than the average laptop, along with a pencil-capable screen. Though surprising for Apple, what they've done is they've only made those screens compatible with the original Pencil 1, even though most people won't even know that there's a new Pencil with no new name. The original Pencil 1, which may be slightly cheaper than the current Pencil, will work on it. So it'll become a much more capable device. They've upped the screen quality. They've upped the internals and the cameras to make it right up to date. And I think the pricing will be pretty much in line with the current pricing. So around about $7,000, $8,000 in South Africa for the iPad Mini, and around about R8,000 to R9,000, depending on your memory and your configuration, whether you want a cellular or not, for the iPad Air. And the benefit really is that they're a lot more cost effective than the Pro versions, which are the new fancy ones with all the bells and whistles. So I think it's a smart move. I think it consolidates their market. And I know for a fact my wife has desperately been waiting for a new iPad Mini. She doesn't want a big one.
Right.
But the old one wasn't worth the money. I mean, why buy four-year-old tech for the same prices as other products that are much more up to date? So I think they've read the market right. And I think by keeping the home button with a fingerprint reader and updating the internals to bring it right up to spec, it's probably a good move. It's kept the price down. And as usual, they'll be very capable tablets running the latest operating system. So I think it's a good move. It's just a strange one. They just launched it by tweeting about it yesterday rather than any form of major
launch. Wow, that's very unusual
launch.
for Apple.
The speculation they would launch it next week at the event. But obviously, they don't want to steal the thunder of their big movie play. So let's see. It should be super, super interesting.
And that's where we leave it. Time is 8:43. That is Stephen Ambrose.